Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment. Descend upon us with thy celestial fire and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our Old Testament reading this morning. The mountain looms over Moses. Its fourfold spires prod heaven like bent knuckles, a punch to the sky. Stories grow on this mountain's angled slopes. Its rocks and dust conjure images, glimpses of strange figures ascending and descending. It is a thin place, a character in the world's tale. It is a place where time is subject to curious wobbles. Jethro calls it Har Ha-Elohim, the mountain of the God. The tufts, ewes, and lambs graze along the base of this hallowed place. It's as if an uncanny instinct guides their way, a sense of something more, someone beyond haunting the steep incline. A flicker then, high up between the stone knuckles. Moses squints. A scrub brush burns without smoke. Moses studies the fluttering speck for half an hour. The flames should have burned themselves out by now, and yet the fire continues, unabated, neither waxing nor waning. Perhaps it is one of those snaking, fiery seraphim that his Egyptian mother spoke of in hushed tones, one of the elusive throne spirits. Moses steps onto the slope and steps into a new world, another world. I must see this great sight. And as he draws near the bush, a shiver passes down his spine. Should he be in this place at all? And suddenly a voice, a whisper out of the bush that ends with all the sibilance of the whistle of the wind. Moses, Moses. The hair on the back of the shepherd's neck rises. Here I am. Do not come any closer. Take off the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Holy ground. The stories and rumors are true. The ground stirs with divine presence. This is a place of encounter. This is a place of presence beyond and above. Some great Newman lives among these crags. But this is no Newman, no local spirit or sprite. The wind voice puts all doubt to rest. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. A voice from ages past calling. Even as Moses' stomach clenches and his head bobs behind his sleeve, the voice from the midst of the bush recounts a vision far beyond the mountain. The Elohim who haunts this hill has seen the great suffering of his allegiant people. He purposes to go down Horeb's angled slopes into Egypt and bring them back to worship in this place, this holy place. You will go with me and for me, Moses. You will bring my people out. What will I say your name is? They won't believe me. Tell them, Ehiyeh Asher Ehiyeh has sent you. I am who I am. Tell them my name is Yahweh. He is. Tell them the one who is sent you. And so it is that Mount Horeb is a holy place, haunted by the threefold God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There God draws near to the barefooted Moses. There God commissions Moses. And there God reveals to Moses his name. I am who I am, Yahweh. He is a holy God-haunted place. A holy God-haunted place, sisters and brothers. Do places like this still exist in our banal world? Are there still places of mystery where voices whisper from crackling bushes? Are there still places where shoes must be removed and the ground stirs with divine presence? Are there still places where the holy voice reveals an unknown name? As human beings, we hope so. There is something within us that longs for thin places, haunted hills that fascinate yet terrify us, places where the unseen is seen, locations where fire wraps branches and yet sends up no smoke of consuming. No matter how much our cultural wise men bellow about superstition and mythology, we human beings keep looking for the Har HaElohim, the mountain of the God. We look for a place where someone high and holy draws near. We look for a place where the Holy One commissions us. We look for a place where the Holy One whispers his name. I am who I am. We look for a place that God haunts. And yet there are curious streams within Christianity that push back against the hope of God-haunted places. The Anglican thinker Catherine Sonderegger has pointed out that priests and church leaders especially have the bad tendency to dismiss that instinctive longing that people have towards the holy. We get embarrassed by such primitive Old Testament religion. While everything and everywhere is holy, we say. Every place bears God and everywhere he speaks. And there is truth in that. God does move and speak in every coulee and vale, every street corner and park. And yet, if every place is holy in the same way, then no place is holy. But this morning, look. Look. A flicker up on the mountain. A bush burns that is not consumed. This morning, you and I crawl with Moses up the angular slopes of Mount Horeb. A shiver sweeps down our spine. A haunting voice calls out, "Do not come any closer. Take off the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." You see, here in this place, this sanctuary, from the Latin sanctus, holy, holy place, we stand on holy ground. Here in this place, the ground stirs with divine presence. Here in this place, a holy voice reveals the name. This place. Is Har HaElohim, the mountain of the God. The nave is the base of the mountain where the sheep graze. The chancel is the angular slopes. And the altar is the knuckled spires, the punch toward the sky. Our new sexton displayed a sense of this when she came on several months ago. "Father, am I allowed to go inside the altar rail to clean? A good question, a good intuition, a sense that there is something more to the altar, that there is someone who haunts beyond the communion rail. For it is here, on ground set apart by prayer and consecration, that the threefold fiery God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob draws near in physical elements without consuming them. He comes in human body and blood, conceived of the Holy Spirit. His fiery divinity does not destroy his human limbs. Our heads bob behind our sleeves. Behold, the Sacred One draws near through bread and wine. Every Sunday, the Triune God draws near in the burning bush of his body and blood. Every Sunday, the Triune God whispers the hissing sibilance of the Holy Spirit through a preached word to each individual one of us. Moses. Moses. Do you want to experience God? Do you want to encounter the Holy? Do you want to hear His voice on the wind? God haunts this holy place. He is here now on this mountain. Here, God draws near to us barefooted people. Here, He commissions us. Here, He reveals His name to us, the name above every name. Yahweh, Lord, Jesus. He is here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.